Suprabhatam. Good morning to our listeners in our greater Houston on our radio FM 106.1. Good afternoon to our Europe listeners and good evening to our Bharat listeners. And you're all listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, the radio show. We are on air for you every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. U.S. Central Time. The local time now at our studio is 3 minutes past 9 a.m. Our mission is to make the world aware of the deep treasures of the Vedic way of life, also known as Sanatan Dharma or Hinduism. Our objective is 4H. 4H stands for Hindus, for Hindu Dharma, for Hindustan, and for Hindutva.
And thought of the day, when will you find God? When all desires for other things are finished, when you realize that only thing worth having is Him, when every thought, every feeling is drenched with the love of God.
And we have an awesome show for you today. Stay tuned. Coming your way will be a lot of interesting things that we happen that the Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. You will have the Hindu calendar. We will have Srimad Bhagavad Gita, the events roundup in the Houston area, prayer online, Sri Meenakshi Temple, and Quest of Hinduism, Young Hindu Voice. And enjoy, stay tuned, and be with us for the next 3 hours.
सुरार्चितलिङ्गम् निर्मलभासितशोभितलिङ्गम् जन्मजदुःखविनाशकलिङ्गम् तत्प्रणमामि सदाशिवलिङ्गम् देवमुनि प्रवरार्चितलिङ्गम् कामदहन करुणाकरलिङ्गम् रावणदर्पविनाशनलिङ्गम् तत्प्रणमामि सदाशिवलिङ्गम् सर्वसुगन्धि सुलेपितलिङ्गम् कणकमहामणिभूषितलिङ्गम् फणिपतिवेष्टितशोभितलिङ्गम् दक्षसुयज्ञविनाशकलिङ्गम् तत्प्रणमामि सदा शिवलिङ्गम् कुङ्कुमचन्दनलेपितलिङ्गम् पङ्कजहारसुशोभितलिङ्गम् सञ्चितपापविनाशकलिङ्गम् तत्प्रणमामि सदा शिवलिङ्गम् देवगणार्चितसेवितलिङ्गम् भावैर्भक्तिभिरेव च लिङ्गम् दिनकरकोटिप्रभाकरलिङ्गम् तत्प्रणमामि सदा शिवलिङ्गम् अष्टितलोपरिवेष्टितलिङ्गम् सर्वसमोद्भवकारणलिङ्गम् अष्टितरेत्रविनाशकलिङ्गम् तत्प्रणमामि सदा शिवलिङ्गम् सुरगुरुसुरवरपूजितलिङ्गम् सुरवनपुष्पसदार्चितलिङ्गम् परमपदं परमात्मकलिङ्गम् तत्प्रणमामि सदा शिवलिङ्गम् तत्प्रणमामि सदा शिवलिङ्गम् तत्प्रणमामि सदा शिवलिङ्गम्
And today's calendar, the Hindu Panchang, 8th of February 2015, Sunday, 1911-1936 and Vikrami Samvat 2071. Nakshatra is Uttara Palguni and Tithi is Chaturthi Krishna Paksha. 17th February, Tuesday will be Mahashivratri and 20th February, Friday will be Ramakrishna Jayanti. And as we are celebrating the Mahashivratri, we will be bringing you today the points, and then you can join us, giving us your thoughts and ideas of celebrating Mahashivratri. And chant the name of the God. What you just listened to was Mahashivratri bhajan and the singing the glories unceasingly and keep holy company. One should visit holy men, the devotees of God. If man lives in this world and busies himself days and night, the worldly duties and responsibilities, he cannot give his mind to God. So it is important to go into solitude from time to time and think about God. When the plant is young, it should be fenced on all sides. Unless there is a fence around it, goats and cattle may eat it up. And when you meditate in a quiet corner, enter into the chamber of your heart, you keep your power of discrimination awake. So that was the message, as well as celebration of Mahashivratri falls, and we shall bring the world Hindu news and the dhun Shall we continue with the World Hindu News now?
Sure.
Okay. The World Hindu News is brought to you by Sanatan Hindu Center. We have some kind of information on celebration of Mahashivratri all over India in all the Shivan temples, as well as the Thai Pusam festival that marks the carnival scene in Malaysia. More than a million Hindus thronged the temples throughout Malaysia on Tuesday to celebrate Thai Pusam, a colorful annual religious festival in which many display their devotion by piercing their bodies, hooks, and also another news is atrocity literature as a tool to defame Hindus, studying every single aspect of the Hindu society and identified practices, traditions, heritage, heroes, languages, grammar, epics, and painting and dance, and that they glued it together. And the Muslims are also ruthlessly persecuting Hindus in Indian state of West Bengal. On 29th of January, a large-scale violence rocked Utsi Market in South, the Parangnas district of West Bengal. More than 50 Hindus' shops were ransacked, looted, and gutted by the mob of rioting jihadis. And another news is RSS, very nationalistic organization, has kept India united. The ex-police chief, Kiran Bedi, who has been pitchforked role within the days of joining BJP, and also felt the Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh very nationalistic, and the organization that kept India together, which has kept India neat, said Kiran Bedi. And Hindu Sikh Diwali holiday in New Jersey public schools with the Hindu pupils. Hindus are urging New Jersey schools, public as well as private, to have a significant number of Hindu students to include Diwali, the most popular Hindu holiday, as a school holiday in the year 2015 and 2016 school calendars and beyond. And that will be a roundup of the World Hindu News. We will come back again at 10 a.m. bringing you the news in and around Houston and the upcoming events. And we now play this dhun.
Oh,
Oh, no. Listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on Radio K Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on internet at tunein.com or by downloading TuneIn app on your smartphone. Search for 106.1 FM or K Breeze 106.1. We are on the air every Sunday from 9 a.m. to noon. You can call us at 832-704-9273 and give us your feedback, and also tell us if you are able to listen to us or not. Our number here is 832-704-9273. And now it's time for Srimad Bhagavad Gita segment. Since Anand is traveling, he's not able to communicate to us this weekend. So we're going to play chapter 17 of Bhagavad Gita.
16. The Divisions of Faith. Arjuna said, O Krishna, what is the situation of one who does not follow the principles of scripture, but worships according to his own imagination? Is he in goodness, in passion, or in ignorance? The Supreme Lord said, according to the modes of nature acquired by the embodied soul, one's faith can be of three kinds, goodness, passion, or ignorance. Now hear about these. According to one's existence under the various modes of nature, one evolves a particular kind of faith. The living being is said to be of a particular faith according to the modes he has acquired. Men in the mode of goodness worship the demigods. Those in the mode of passion worship the demons. And those in the mode of ignorance worship ghosts and spirits. Those who undergo severe austerities and penances not recommended in the scriptures, performing them out of pride, egotism, lust, and attachment, who are impelled by passion, and who torture their bodily organs, as well as the supersoul dwelling within, are to be known as demons. Even food of which all partake is of three kinds, according to the three modes of material nature. The same is true of sacrifice, austerities, and charity. Listen, and I shall tell you of the distinctions of these. Food in the mode of goodness increases the duration of life, purifies one's existence, and gives strength, health, happiness, and satisfaction. Such nourishing foods are sweet, juicy, fattening, and palatable. Foods that are too bitter, too sour, salty, pungent, dry, and hot are liked by people in the modes of passion. Such foods cause pain, distress, and disease. Food cooked more than 3 hours before being eaten, which is tasteless, stale, putrid, decomposed, and unclean, is food liked by people in the mode of ignorance. Of sacrifices, that sacrifice performed according to duty and to scriptural rules, and with no expectation of reward, is of the nature of goodness. But that sacrifice performed for some material end or benefit or performed ostentatiously out of pride is of the nature of passion, O chief of the Bharatas. And that sacrifice performed in defiance of scriptural injunctions, in which no spiritual food is distributed, no hymns are chanted, and no remunerations are made to the priests, and which is faithless, that sacrifice is of the nature of ignorance. The austerity of the body consists in this: worship of the Supreme Lord, the Brahmanas, the spiritual master, and superiors like the father and mother. Cleanliness, simplicity, celibacy, and non-violence are also austerities of the body. Austerity of speech consists in speaking truthfully and beneficially and avoiding speech that offends. One should also recite the Vedas regularly. And serenity, simplicity, gravity, self-control, and purity of thought are the austerities of the mind. This threefold austerity practiced by men whose aim is not to benefit themselves materially, but to please the Supreme, is of the nature of goodness. Those ostentatious penances and austerities which are performed in order to gain respect, honor, and reverence are said to be in the mode of passion. They are neither stable nor permanent. And those penances and austerities which are performed foolishly by means of obstinate self-torture or to destroy or injure others are said to be in the mode of ignorance. That gift which is given out of duty, at the proper time and place, to a worthy person and without expectation of return, is considered to be charity in the mode of goodness. But charity performed with the expectation of some return, or with a desire for fruit of results, or in a grudging mood, is said to be charity in the mode of passion. And charity performed at an improper place and time, and given to unworthy persons, without respect, and with contempt, is charity in the mode of ignorance. From the beginning of creation, the three syllables Om, Tat, Sat have been used to indicate the Supreme Absolute Truth, Brahman. They were uttered by Brahmanas while chanting Vedic hymns and during sacrifices for the satisfaction of the Supreme. Thus, the transcendentalists undertake sacrifices, charities, and penances, beginning always with Om, to attain the Supreme. One should perform sacrifice, penance, and charity with the word Tat. The purpose of such transcendental activities is to get free from the material entanglement. The Absolute Truth is the objective of devotional service, and it is indicated by the word Sat. These works of sacrifice, of penance, and of charity, true to the Absolute Nature, are performed to please the Supreme Person, O Son of Pritha. But sacrifices, austerities, and charities performed without faith in the Supreme are non-permanent, O Son of Pritha, regardless of whatever rites are performed. They are called asat and are useless both in this life and the next.
That was Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 17. You're listening to Voice of Sanatana Hinduism on Radio K-Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on internet at tunein.com or by downloading TuneIn app on your smartphone. Search for 106.1 FM. Our phone number here is 832-704-9273. And now let's listen to another bhajan.
सुबह ले शिव का नाम कर ले बंदे ये शुभ काम सुबह सुबह ले शिव का नाम कर ले बंदे ये शुभ काम सुबह सुबह ले शिव का नाम शिव आएंगे तेरे काम सुबह सुबह ले शिव का नाम कर ले बंदे ये शुभ काम ओम नमः शिवाय ओम नमः शिवाय ओम नमः शिवाय खुद को राख लपेटे फिरते औरों को देते धन धाम देवों के हित विष पी डाला नीलकंठ को कोटि प्रणाम नीलकंठ को कोटि प्रणाम सुबह सुबह ले शिव का नाम शिव आएंगे तेरे काम सुबह सुबह ले शिव का नाम कर ले बंदे ये शुभ काम ओम नमः शिवाय ओम नमः शिवाय ओम नमः शिवाय ओम नमः शिवाय
चरणों में मिलते हैं सारी तीर्थ चारों धाम। शिव के चरणों में मिलते हैं सारी तीर्थ चारों धाम। करनी का सुख तेरे हाथों, शिव के हाथों में परिणाम, शिव के हाथों में परिणाम। सुबह सुबह ले शिव का नाम, शिव आएंगे तेरे काम। सुबह सुबह ले शिव का नाम, कर ले बंदे ये शुभ काम। ओम नमः शिवाय, ओम नमः शिवाय, ओम नमः शिवाय, ओम नमः शिवाय। के रहते कैसी चिंता, साथ रहे प्रभु आठों याम। शिव के रहते कैसी चिंता, साथ रहे प्रभु आठों याम। शिव को भज ले सुख पाएगा, मन को आएगा आराम, मन को आएगा आराम। सुबह सुबह ले शिव का नाम, शिव आएंगे तेरे काम। सुबह सुबह ले शिव का नाम, कर ले बंदे ये शुभ काम। सुबह सुबह ले शिव का नाम, शिव आएंगे तेरे काम। सुबह सुबह ले शिव का नाम, कर ले बंदे ये शुभ काम। ओम नमः शिवाय, ओम नमः शिवाय, ओम नमः शिवाय, ओम नमः शिवाय।
There are many stones lying about on the ground, but very few of them are diamonds. Spiritual truths similarly are not easy to find amid the confusion of human opinions. Divine grace is like the most precious of those rare diamonds. It is there to be found by all who will seek it diligently, but in order to find it, one must do more than glance through a few books or attend a few lectures. Grace cannot be found where people merely believe it to be. It must be sought in the right way, in the right place, and in the right spirit. The right spirit is an attitude of unconditional love for God. The right place is within yourself. The right way is in the silence of deep meditation. To find God, you must attune yourself to His way.
And now I'll bring you another bhajan, Jai Ho Shri Shankar by Ashish Kumar and Sushma and Manade.
Jai Ho Shiv Shankar Tripurari, Jai Ho शिव शंकर त्रिपुरारी। दयावान दाता दुख हारी, आया शरण तुम्हारी। जय हो शिव शंकर त्रिपुरारी। अब तक कम कर जाना, आज तुम्हें ही सब कुछ माना, तुमको अब तक कम कर जाना, आज तुम्हें ही सब कुछ माना, रूप तुम्हारा है पहचाना, रूप तुम्हारा है पहचाना, मन से मिटी अंधियारी, जय हो शिव शंकर त्रिपुरारी, दयावान दाता दुखहारी, आया शरण तुम्हारी, जय हो शिव शंकर त्रिपुरारी। तुम अंतर्यामी, मैं हूँ भूल क्षमा तुम स्वामी, मैं मूरख तुम अंतर्यामी, मैं हूँ भूल क्षमा तुम स्वामी, तुम सा कोई न जग में दानी, तुम सा कोई न जग में दानी, महिमा तुम्हारी न्यारी, जय हो शिव शंकर त्रिपुरारी, दयावान दाता दुखहारी, आया शरण तुम्हारी, जय हो शिव शंकर त्रिपुरारी। जानू भक्ति भाव के गीत न जानू, मैं पूजा की रीत न जानू, भक्ति भाव के गीत न जानू, भगवान तुम्हें बताओ कैसे, भगवान तुम्हें बताओ कैसे, पूजा करूँ तुम्हारी, शंकर त्रिपुरारी, दयावान दाता दुखहारी, आया शरण तुम्हारी, जय हो शिव शंकर त्रिपुरारी।
We announced today that Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa Jayanti is coming up on 20th of February. Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, the famous 19th century Bengali mystic, Ramakrishna was a teacher of popular appeal, speaking in rustic Bengali with stories and parables. The main teachings include God realization as a supreme goal of life, renunciation of kama kanchana, harmony of religions, and Jiva is Shiva. Key concepts, teachings included oneness and existence and unity and truth of all religions. I think he was the most appealing of the 18th century. India is very fortunate to have periodic birth of such saints as well as sadhus who have done so much of premonition as to how world was going to change in the few years to come. Especially this particular time of the world where turmoil is going between all divisions and countries because of religious bias. Ramakrishna had propounded this way back. Ramakrishna recognized differences among religions but realized that in spite of these differences, all religions lead to the same ultimate goal. Hence, they are all valid and true. Amipya Peace Sen writes that deep foundations in bhakti or devotion and faith in God makes Ramakrishna's teachings look universalistic as well as culturally determined forms. The distinguished British historian Arnold Toynbee has written Mahatma Gandhi's principles of nonviolence and Sri Ramakrishna's testimony to the harmony of religions. Here we have attitude and spirit that can make it possible for the human race to grow together to a single family, and in the atomic age, this is the only alternative before we destroy ourselves. The harmony of religions, Ramakrishna said, I have practiced all religions, Hinduism, Islam, Christianity, and I followed the paths of different Hindu sects. I found out that it is the same God towards whom we are all directing our steps through the different paths. You must try all beliefs and traverse the different ways once. Whenever I look, I see men quarreling in the name of religions, Hindus, Mohammedans, Brahmos, Vaishnavas, and everyone, but they never reflect on he who is called Krishna is also called Shiva and bears the name of primal energy. So Jiva is Shiva was among the other teachings he taught, as we talk about Mahashivratri too, proclaimed that stemmed from Advaitic perception of reality. He taught his disciples, Jive da noi, Jive gane jiva sebe, not kindness to living beings, but serving living being as Shiva himself. According to the scholars, Vivekananda derived his inspiration from this message and took initiative in social activities, family relief, maintaining orphanages, opening training centers, educational institutions, dispensaries, and where you should seek for God are all not all the poor, the miserable and the weak. Why not worship them first? Let these be your God. Hence, Ramakrishna made his excellent disciple Swami Vivekananda to open these centers called the Ramakrishna Math that has been serving a lot of poor people in India, believing that in each of us lives a God that we should worship and we should respect. And now let us play this dhun on Bhagwan Ramakrishna.
Me
listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on Radio K-Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM on HD FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on internet at tunein.com or by downloading TuneIn app on your smartphone. Search for 106.1 FM. We are on the air every Sunday from 9 a.m. to noon. Our phone number here is 832-704-9273. It's 10 o'clock and it's time for
weekly announcements.
What's happening in Houston this coming weeks.
Sri Samyakashi Shivalaya Mahashivratri. Come celebrate and receive Lord Shiva grace and blessings.